again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Talking about access versus quality this time. This was a big debate during the community radio days. The debate sort of went like this. Somebody would come in with a show that was terribly produced or incredibly arcane or really unlistenable or in some foreign language that only six people in town understood, and they would pound the table and they would say, "You are a community access radio station, and I'm part of the community, and my show deserves to be heard." And then sometimes we would say no. And the reason sometimes that we would say no is because of all that stuff that I just said. It was unlistenable, or it was such a narrow group of people that only six people would be interested in hearing it. And the rationale is and was that in order to provide access, we need to also provide an audience. And by putting together a program schedule on a radio station that was fairly consistent, an audience wouldn't be punished for coming and trusting us to provide them what they were listening for within certain boundaries. Well, that's a heck of a debate. You know, there's no right answer on that one. Both sides of that argument are correct. And essentially, that's one of the fundamental dilemmas that drives the incredible politics within community radio stations yet today. There's always going to be a wrestle between people who feel more strongly about access than they do about listenability, and at the same time, there's going to be pushback from the people who feel that the station owes it to the community to be listenable. That debate gets clouded even further by the fact that community stations, like any radio station, depend on ratings because they depend on listeners for money. And so you have to accommodate that. If you have no listeners, you have no station. And in order to have listeners, you have to have a program lineup that's listenable. The nice thing about podcasting is that, again, podcasting changes the debate, because now people don't find you because they tune to you, and they don't play your stuff on your schedule. They play it on their schedule. So I think finally the convergence of the internet and audio podcasting ends that rumpus, because you can do a podcast about anything you want. I'm doing podcasts about community radio and how it maps into podcasting. I would imagine that if I marched into a community station and said, "Hey, I want to do this show about community radio and podcasting," that they'd scratch their heads and say, "Well, Mikey, there's probably only 10 people in town who want to hear it. We could put you on at 2:30 in the morning. What do you think?" Well, in podcasting, it doesn't matter, because the 10 people who want to hear this can find me through Google and through the emerging, I'm sure, aggregators that are going to be out there. I imagine sooner or later I'll get reviewed by somebody or another, and that's how you find me. And if you like this incredibly narrow thing that I'm doing, you'll stay, and if you don't like it, you'll leave, and it won't matter. So I'm delighted that podcasting helps end that access versus quality debate, because it was always a really painful one in the community radio world, and made especially painful because it was impossible to resolve. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I've I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.